Today is the deadline for individuals to sign up for health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act in order to get coverage by January 1st. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, New York State's experience with this groundbreaking change has been generally positive so far.
Todd Muscatello is a vice president for sales at Blue Cross Blue Shield in Syracuse, and as someone who deals with the vagaries of health insurance every day, is glad he lives in New York State.
New York State is ahead of most of the rest of the country in terms of getting this exchange up and running.
He's impressed especially considering the amount of time the state had to create the website for the exchange or marketplace for health insurance policies called New York State of Health.
Our folks work with that website every day. And it's got its ups and downs, but for the most part, it's there and it's working.
The other good thing about living in New York State when it comes to the Affordable Care Act is premium rates aren't soaring as in other states, and in fact may go down for many people. Part of that comes from the rules and regulations we sometimes complain about out of Albany.
New York State is much more of a regulated and it's a rich benefit state, always has been. Community rating's been around for a long time, the all-inclusive type of approach. And because of that, the policies were closer to, if not already at, what was mandated through health care reform versus other states.
State officials say there's been an uptick in people completing applications and enrolling in plans as today's deadline approached, including a 34% jump in applications from the first week in December compared to the second week in December. Lisa Sobrana, counsel for New York State of Health, says there's an average daily enrollment of about 4,500 individuals.
We're seeing a good mix of enrollees across age groups and continue to look forward to releasing more data as it comes. It's so fluid at this point that we see that we'll be probably releasing that in the next month or so.
And she says New Yorkers haven't been shy about getting help making decisions, with more than 300,000 calls to the state's call center since it opened in October. And there are 6,000 trained assisters who offer face-to-face advice across the state, and they've been very busy, like Brian Van Benschoten, a community navigator for ACR Health in Syracuse.
We're not here to make that selection for them by any means, obviously. That final decision comes down to them. But getting that clarity and getting all that information and having it explained in a way that makes sense to everybody is hugely valuable.
While officials say the state exchanges are working well for now, there are some concerns for the future. For one thing, the prices that insurance companies are charging now are nothing more than an educated guess based on a projection of who will sign up. Muscatello says because the rates for 2015 are based on a process that happens early in 2014, the insurance companies won't have good information about who is using their product for a while. So those rates won't really stabilize for another couple of years.
It's kind of an anxious time in that you have a product out there that you hope is priced right, but you really don't know and probably won't know for a couple of years.
And for physicians, there are some questions, particularly about pressure on primary care doctors. Onondaga County Medical Society President Dr. David Halloran expects there to be an access issue, and he worries the number of primary care doctors won't be rising anytime soon.
Nowadays, I think people have a hard time being a primary care doctor because of, particularly with all the regulation, the low reimbursements, and just the high debt of getting out of medical school.
And while today's the deadline to sign up for insurance and have it available January 1st, people do have until March 31st to sign up to avoid fines for not having insurance. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.